The Gemara in Pesachim, Samach Vav Zayin, in that area, quotes as an interesting machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. How does one observe the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov? The Torah tells us, "V'samachta bechagecha," that at one point it was clear there's a mitzvah, there was a mitzvah min haTorah of Simcha by bringing karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, don't show up reikam. B'zman hazeh, machlokas rishonim, whether the mitzvah Simcha is tied to the karbanos, or one can have a concept of Simcha even without the karbanos. The machlokas Rambam in the Bali Tosfos. Rambam holds it's still daraisa today, and the Bali Tosfos holds it's drabanan. So there's a discussion on how do you celebrate Yontif. So there's two different psukim that they both focus on. Rabbi Elezer says you have a choice. Either Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem. One pasuk says Atzeres Tiyah Lachem. One pasuk says Atzeres Shua should be for your benefit. Another pasuk says Atzeres Hashem Alkecha. Atzeres should be for God. So it should be a spiritual or a physical thing. So Rabbi Elezer learns either or. You could pick your own poison. And Rabbi Shua says Chatzi Lachem v'Chatzi Lachem. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, we know we have a cloud that you have two psukim. We have a principle that when two psukim are machish zeh, so what do? You have two psukim which seem to contradict one another. So the principle is bahashlishi umachriya beinehem. You get a third pasuk and you reconcile. So the issue is, what happens if there is no third pasuk? Then what do? So Rabbi Elezer says, you have a choice, either Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Chatzi Hashem or Chatzi Lachem. And the Rambam extends this as well, not only to Yontif, but to Shabbos. But the Rambam gives us a Seder. He says, you should daven Friday night, then go have a meal. Daven, have a meal. He says, virtually Chatzi Hashem, and then Chatzi Lachem. In fact, that's what the Vilna Gaon was against. Some have a minute when you make early Shabbos. We make early Shabbos every week because the mitzvah of Tosef is Shabbos. But by early Shabbos, I mean colloquial early Shabbos, where they make it after Plag HaMincha. So many have, many daven Mincha before Plag and Ma'ariv after. But some bring down a minhag of davening Mincha, maybe Kabbalah Shabbos, and then you daven Ma'ariv later. So the Vilna Gaon was against that practice. He felt first you have to daven Ma'ariv, and Chatzi Lachem, and then Chatzi Lachem. But either way, that's the Gemara. So Machlokas Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, how does one celebrate Simchas Yontif? So that's a Machlokas regarding Pesach and Sukkot. However, the Gemara says, HaKol Modim, even Rabbi Elezer, who gives you an option to go Kul Hashem when it comes to Pesach and Shavuos, let me point out, Kul Hashem means you still have to have a Suda, there's an Isser to fast. So we know there's a big difference between a Yontif meal and a weekday meal takes a couple of minutes to eat. A Shabbos Yontif meal takes a couple of hours to eat. So even Rebbe Elezer would agree you have to make Kiddush and have a Suda, but it doesn't have to be a big thing. In fact, that's the Gemara in Beya where Rebbe Elezer Shita was, you could just have a big shiur and small meals. The students started packing out one after another as the shiur went longer. Because they obviously went with Rabbi Yeshua that you have to have a festive meal. So either way, so a kol modim when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot. However, even Rabbi Elezer agrees that it comes to Atzeres, be'inen nami lachem. Why does Rabbi why does Rabbi Lezer say on Shavuos one has to have a meal? So the Gemara says because Yom Shenitna Bo Torah, it was the day the Torah was given, and the Gemara goes on to say not only is it Shavuos, but Hakol Moldim on Shabbos VeKarasu Lo Shabbos Oneg, and Hakol Moldim BePurim Yom Mishta Simcha. Yom Mishra Simcha Ksiv, and the Gemara goes on about one rabbi who would fast, but he never would fast on Purim, Shavuos, and Erev Yom Kippur, because those days had a festive Simcha. So either way, the Gemara at first glance seems difficult. Why do you have an obligation to eat on Shavuos? But it's the day the Torah was given. It's counterintuitive. It's the opposite. The fact that the Torah was given is a reason for me not to. It's a reason for me not to have a meal. I should be learning all day. So that's what the commentators point out. The Ramban, by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, by Yochel, by Yishnu. That they would have one big party, they were having a big party on Har Sinai. On eating on Har Sinai. So we see why. So Rabban writes, Mikan, we see from here that any type of a celebration by Torah, we celebrate with the Suda. In fact, that's the famous Shiltis by Purim that. We know Purim and Hanukkah are very similar. So to find differences is usually interesting. When things are different, you try to find similarities. When they're the same, you try to find differences. So one of the differences between Hanukkah and Purim is Purim has a chi of Suda. We pass in Hanukkah does not. There's a famous Levush that explains the distinction because Hanukkah was a spiritual salvation. The Greeks wanted us to give up the Torah, take on Greek culture. So we celebrate in a spiritual way, Bahalo Bahodah, near Hanukkah. But Purim was a physical thing. Lahashmi Lahara is called Yehudan Tavanashim, so therefore we celebrate in a physical way with food. That's the famous answer to Avush. But the Shiltis has a different answer. He says the reason why Purim is different is because the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Peiches, Vayish Yatzvu B'tachtis Ahar, and the Jews sat under the mountain. And the Chazal tell us that God tilted the mountain over the head and said, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, here will be your burial. So, the Gemara says, Mikan mol derabba deraisa ai. So then we see the whole Kabbalah, the Torah isn't binding, it's under duress. So the Gemara answers, no, during Purim time, kimu v'kiblu, kimu mashe kiblu kva, they re-accepted the Torah v'yava. What's the point? The point being is that we see Shavuos is a day of Matan Torah. In fact, Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah, of Torah Shebichtav. Some say Purim is the day of Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And others add Lag BaOmer is the Kabbalah Torah of Torah's Nistra. That would explain a meaning to have a Sudas. A Suda on Lag BaOmer because of has to do with Torah's Hanistah, the Zohar from Shimon Bar Yochai being revealed. So either way, we see from Shiltis, the one who has any accomplishment by Torah makes a Siyum. In fact, that's the meaning we all have. When one makes a Siyum, so whether you're minimally, you serve some food. If not, people have a Suda's mitzvah. You wash and have a meal. Because any time you have an accomplishment by Torah, we celebrate. And that's the Nitziv by the Karban Toda. Anytime you want to share something, you have a tremendous event, the Torah requires you to eat a big amount of food in a very small amount of time, much more than the ordinary. So how are you going to do that? You have to invite people over. So when you're having a Suda Soda, you have to try to share with as many people as possible. And that's what the Torah is about. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hava Golda Lo Kenu. that when it comes to the Torah, it's a Birkas Shabbat for Adah. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. And therefore, when it comes to Matan Torah, that is the time of Suda. And this will go into another time, but obviously, Baso Machshava, that's the whole Yisod of the Torah. The whole Yisod of the Torah is to take the physical things of the world and turn it into the spiritual. The mitzvah and shuas isn't to lock yourself into the Beis HaMedrash and learn, but say ulamad, you have to go out and make it a Torah Schayim, and we live in this world, and you go and spread Torah together with the, we take the physical things in the world and use it. That's the pshat over here. Hakol modim ba'atzeres, everybody agrees when it comes to the Yanta of Shavuos. It's Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. That is the day we have to celebrate a Simcha and a Sudas Hodah.